Hello, and welcome to the Crestwood Intermediate School podcast. My name is Sarah Moore, and I am the gifted teacher here at CIS. Today, I wanted to provide you with a short podcast that will be part of our parent interview series. So, as you may have noticed, we have our own podcast now. And the purpose of this podcast is going to be twofold. First, we want to provide an educational opportunity for our students. But secondly, I wanted to provide some value to the parents in our community. So, from time to time, you will also see episodes on this channel that were meant for parents. These episodes will cover topics that you may have questions about for your child, or different interviews with teachers and other experts in specific areas. Each episode will provide several takeaways that you can apply in your own home to support your child through their educational career. So as I mentioned before, my name is Sarah Moore. I'm the gifted teacher at CIS, and I teach a pullout program for grades 2nd through 5th. So the bit of information I want to give you today is based on a study called Novel Finding, Reading Literary Fiction Improves Empathy. And it was a study conducted in New York City, and researchers found that when they divided their participants up into groups between reading genre fiction or popular fiction, literary fiction, nonfiction, or nothing, that the group that read literary fiction had a drastic increase in empathy, in the ability to put themselves in another person's shoes and understand what that person is thinking or feeling. This is something that's unique to literary fiction, and it doesn't always translate well when watching a movie or a show. You're not able to understand everything that's going through a character's mind or their reasoning always behind their actions or their behaviors. So this study is really important to us as parents and even as teachers, because I think that a lot of us would agree that if there's one thing we could use more in the world, it would be empathy, the ability to understand where other people are coming from. And with all the crazy things that go on in our world today, I think this is one almost easy or simple way that we can do our part to increase the empathy of our child, and that is through reading literary fiction. So the purpose of the parent podcasts are to provide you with solid things that you can take away from each podcast. So today I want to give you three things that you could introduce into your home life or your family, and that will help you try to apply the things that we talked about, the empathy and teaching empathy through literary fiction. So there are three things that I wanted to focus on or suggest as possible ways to help your child read more literary fiction. The first is simple, just model it. I think a lot of times us as parents, and I'm a parent as well, I have a 3-year-old daughter at home, and I think a lot of times we get so caught up in a lot of things we have to do that we might not take the time for things we like to do, such as reading. And it's really important for us to model what we want our students to do as well, or our children to do as well. So actually taking the time to read a book, even if it's a chapter a night, or a few pages a day, I think can really go a long way. Our children are watching us, and they notice what we do and what we read. You could even read the same book that your child is reading and then discuss it with them or talk about your favorite parts. So it doesn't necessarily have to be something completely different or some great novel that you never read in high school. So that would be number one, to model the reading life. My second suggestion would be to read aloud as a family. There are lots of studies that have shown that reading aloud is something that really bonds a family and something that increases children's ability to understand story and increases their cognitive ability as well. And there is a website called Read Aloud Family or Read Aloud Revival. I'll link it down below. And they have lots of suggestions for read alouds based on a child's age or what the family wants to accomplish through reading the book. So taking the time to read a chapter a night or every other night as a family can also be a good way to instill the love of literary fiction in your child's life. And then the third suggestion would be to make books part of the family culture. Have a time where you can discuss books together at the dinner table. Or take your child to the bookstore or the library and pick out books together. Talk about what would be a great story to read and look for something that fits that bill. But make talking about reading and reading literary fiction kind of a cool thing to do in your family. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. It was short and sweet. Hopefully you had a few things that you could take away from it. But I would love to know if you have any suggestions or things that you would want to see discussed in the future. We are going to have other people on the podcast and interviews with other teachers and experts. And I would love to know what you want to hear coming forth. Also, be on the lookout because there will be some podcast episodes that feature students. If you want to connect with me, you can reach out to me on Twitter. I will leave my handle, the school's handle, and our principal, Ms. Gerbrick's handle down in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Have a great one.